Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your hostess, Elaine the Brain Terso, and I'm here with Carolyn, who is a panelist for the upcoming summit, Elevate Your Customer Experience, which is happening on July 12th. So, Ms. Carolyn, would you like to introduce yourself to everybody? Tell them who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. First of all, it's Caroline.
Caroline.
Call that out.
Thanks for correcting me.
I used to just let it slide. And now I'm like, I'm in my 30s. It is time to stand up for the woman.
Yes, girl. Yes, yes, yes. I'm all for that.
And my last name is pronounced Aylward. It's kind of a funky one. So just in case you're wondering about that too, like ginger ale word. That's how it goes. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a storyteller. I'm a podcast producer. And I'm the founder of Get a Helmet Studio, which is a production company that produces brand documentaries, all kinds of documentaries, music videos, short films, and podcasts for entrepreneurs, artists. Mm-hmm. And storytelling is my medicine.
Yes. So tell everybody a little bit about how storytelling, branding, film, podcasting, all of that stuff, how are you able to use that to enhance your customer experience for your business?
I think when we are using and leveraging storytelling, we help our customers and our audience and our people feel more welcome. Mm-hmm. We help them feel a deep resonance. And when they feel that resonance, they feel safe. They feel more kind of inspired to take action. So, and oftentimes as entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs or online business owners, what we're creating is something that we're creating for a past version of ourselves. And so our stories are oftentimes the stories of our clients, you know, stories from our life experiences, the choice points of our life. There'll be direct experiences or emotions that your clients can immediately relate to through your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I think storytelling is so underrated. And I think a lot of people struggle with, I don't know what to say. Like, what part of their story should they be sharing, and what do they keep to themselves? Or mm-hmm. is their story powerful enough? Is anybody going to resonate with that? It's a whole mindset thing that I like to call that overanalyzing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's perfectionism. It's trying to do it perfectly. And I think that there's a lot of value and just so much juicy stuff that can come out of doing it imperfectly, right? That's where people are really going to be able to connect with you, is when you are showing up authentically and imperfectly.
It's the only way. I mean, mm-hmm. number one, perfection does not exist.
Thank
number
you.
Number two, you have to take action, messy, imperfect human mm-hmm. action mm-hmm. to make any progress at literally anything.
Yes.
And anybody who feels hesitant about sharing their story, or they don't want to take up too much space with their voice and they're nervous and it's awkward, I want to remind you that when you share your story and you share parts of yourself, your true self, not somebody that you know, think you should be, that you create space for more people, for other people to be more of who they are. Mm-hmm. So it's just like this domino effect of authenticity. And that's why mm-hmm. I'm so in love with storytelling. Great stories to start telling. You know, there's always your brand story, which is your mission. Why are you doing what you're doing? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? And then there's your actual life experiences, your stories from your life. And I oftentimes say to think of a moment where you made a decision in your life that completely changed the course of things for you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I transferred colleges and decided to go to art school, right? That's a huge one for me. I became a filmmaker then. That changed everything. Making that phone call to my parents to say, how do we feel about this? That was a huge choice point. So really getting down into the nitty gritty of that moment and telling that story, the details, the sensations, the nerves, the uncertainty, and painting that picture so other people can say, wow, so she felt that way. I'm feeling like that right now. Does that mean that I can do it too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's so much, we give other people permission to be themselves when we show up as ourselves, right? And so for me, I always have to remind myself, I have it tattooed on my wrist that says perfectly imperfect, because mm-hmm. that is that reminder that perfect doesn't exist, that it just take it off the table. It's yes. not something to strive for. I'm going to show up messy. I'm going to send it out and it's going to have grammar and spelling errors and punctuation mistakes and whatever. Right. Oh, fucking well. At least I got it done, right? I got it done and it was messy. And you know what's funny is I actually find if I do make an error in an email or something I send out, people reply and like I get more engagement when I make a mistake.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that so funny?
Because people are like, yeah, same, me too, you know? Like,
right?
Yeah. Perfection, I always say this, like perfection or striving to be perfect is like empty and it's boring. Like
yeah.
I think that what we really want is the real you, your real voice, your real story. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. yeah, more of that.
Yeah. I think there's also a fear of people saying, but if I show up as myself, what if people don't like me? What if, you know, and yeah. screw that shit, right? Because
totally.
Yeah. Like you don't have to mask or try to be somebody that you're not in order for people to like you. I mean, we're not in grade school anymore.
Yeah, no, totally. It's reminding me of a couple of things. I think as an entrepreneur, especially if you're a coach or, you know, if you're working directly with your clients, like when your clients start working with you, they're inevitably going to know the real you, right? So it's mm-hmm. like, if you're painting this picture of being someone other than you, as you're selling and marketing and creating content, you're not even, people are going to get into your containers and be like, wait, who is this person?
Yeah.
So it's just going to cause dissonance across your business. Yep. And it reminds me of something my grandpa, who's 94 years old, says all the time. He's like, you know what? I walk into a room, 99% of people, they're going to like me. 1% of them, they're not going to like me, but mm-hmm. I like me. Yeah. He always says this.
Yeah. I love that. I want to be friends with your grandpa. Because that's adorable. But yeah, no, I think that's right. Because then if we get into someone's container and we're like, this something is not right. You feel scammed. You feel taken yeah. advantage of. You feel right. like this is not what I signed up for. I signed up for that and I'm getting this, right? Right. So it's making sure that you are showing up as authentically as possible. I have this quote on my wall that says, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Exactly.
Right? As a reminder that I'm not going to copy someone else. I'm not going to, because I can't be them. Right. If I, even if I wanted to, I can't, it's impossible. So the only thing I can do is show up as my authentic self.
Yes. And understanding that like the world is so vast and there's so much abundance. There's so many people, right? So it's like, yeah. it's actually, you're doing yourself a disservice by not being who you are, because your people are out there right now looking for you and exactly yes. what you do, the way that you do it, the way that you speak, the way that you write, the way that you teach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are other people doing their thing their way, right? And there's yeah. no need to go and try to be a carbon copy of someone else, because mm-hmm. then you're like leaving your people yeah. out.
Yeah. Yeah. So in your industry of filmmaking and directing and producing and all that other kind of stuff, have you put any measures into place for your own business to make sure that you're providing the best customer experience possible?
Yeah, I mean, tons of different little things. I think it's always just being open to feedback. You know, mm-hmm. like I'm always kind of, whether it's an online course that I have, my podcast course, or working on set with somebody to create content for their business, it's always understanding at the end of that, how did it feel? Yeah. What did you get out of this? What did you not get that you were expecting to get? And really listening to them, right? It's like my biggest trick for being in conversation on my podcast as well is like, listen to the people that you're talking to. So that's honestly, that's one of the biggest things. I love understanding how people's experiences went and how they were. And even in my live courses, like I have, you know, curriculum that I'm teaching, but they're live, right? So I have the opportunity to really read the room. How are we feeling? What else do we need? Do I need to add a bonus session on if people are feeling they didn't get enough of something? Mm-hmm. Just really, and then just kind of continuing to shape things according to that.
Yeah. So when it comes to, you know, directing and filmmaking and stuff like that, like how are you able to, like, I can imagine it could be difficult to try to capture someone's, what they envision, and then try to replicate that or produce that. And when you have a vision and they have a vision, right? Like I used to be a photographer, so I can totally like resonate with when someone has a picture in their mind of how they think it's going to look. And then you take their picture and they're like, oh, I don't look anything like that girl on Pinterest. No, ma'am. No, no, you don't. Right.
Yeah, totally. Totally. You know, I really think it's clear communication and sometimes over communication, especially in production or photography or anything like this. Like as an artist, as a visual artist, your job is to educate your client on your art. So for me with video, it's like, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this for this reason. I'm going to send you a rough cut of it. This is not done, right? The color is not corrected. Sound is not mixed, all these things. caveats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I get into this process with my clients, they're more familiar with the like, okay, this is the rough cut. It's not done yet. Mm-hmm. You know, but there'll always be like, well, what about this one shot? And I'm like, well, we haven't put it in yet. And it's just stating the thing, right? Rather than going back on, oh, I did something wrong. It's like, we're not there yet. Educating your client on the process.
Yeah. I think that's really important of, you know, one of the panels that we're going to have is, you know, client needs and expectations. And I think having that open communication and dialogue from the very beginning, making sure that everyone's on the same page, that, you know, being an open book and saying, I'm here for questions, right? But let's make sure we're on the same page, that we're the best fit possible, because if you're not a good fit, bad things are going to happen, you know?
Totally. And really being in your integrity, right? Back to being yourself. Yeah. In your integrity of this is my style. If that's not your style,
it's okay.
That's okay. It's actually good for both of us to understand that now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am really excited to continue talking with you more about this at the summit, because I think this is, you know, I was mentioning earlier on another episode that I'm so excited to have so many different industries being represented in this panel, because it just goes to show that it doesn't matter what industry you're in, the customer experience is still a top priority, and everybody's going to maybe do it a little bit the same, but also have a little bit of tweaks depending on what their industry is. And I just think that it's so important that we can showcase customer experience, that it's more than just having an Etsy shop, and it's more than just going to Walmart, and it's more than going to a hotel. There's so many different ways that we can improve our customer experience and use that to grow our business. So I'm super excited to continue that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to learn from everybody else too. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It was so lovely to meet you, Caroline. And I'm just really looking forward to it. So be sure to tune in on July 12th, you guys, and we'll see you guys there. Thank you.
See you there. Thanks.
Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at ElaineTurso.com.